everybody, and welcome to the JRPG Book Club podcast. Today on the magazine rack, we have a couple of things to talk about.
Every single time, though.
I can't. And, well, this time it's clearer than it has been. Mm-hmm. And so it's even more like, hello.
I don't know what you're talking about, Belle.
Right. And, you know, this isn't a bit. This is just me being a dum-dum.
Welcome back to ASMR Book Club.
We're not even that good at that. All right. What's up, Ty?
Yeah, I was going to say, anyway, I'm Ty.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jack.
And this is the magazine
rack. Are you all ready for some news? Well, too bad, because first we're going to talk about what we've been playing.
Dang.
I personally have not been playing much. So I've really just been playing Final Fantasy Tactics on and off.
Well, if you haven't been playing anything, what have you been doing? What have you been busy with?
I have
Life and Times of Jack.
Been working as well as writing. I've been focusing a bit more on my writer's group. For those of you who don't know, I am in a writer's group and attempting writing a novel. So I've been focusing on that a bit more, doing a lot of exercises, world building, character, backstory expanding, things like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah, not too much gaming going on.
Yeah. I might as well jump in here too, because I have not been doing much gaming. This week I've been building a new tower, my new desktop computer, because I've been on. My previous one was kept crashing like all the time, and it was terrible. And when it wasn't crashing, it was just disconnecting from the Wi-Fi constantly, and it was pretty terrible. The specs were like fine before, but like no reason for it to be keep doing that. Yeah. And now I have it, and it's great. So that kind of put a lot of games on the back burner. I've been on and off playing No Straight Road still, which I talked about last week a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still like the game. I haven't gotten much farther than I was, but there I am. I jumped back onto Phantasy Star Online 2 briefly. Haven't been playing like anything super deep or whatever, just jumping on here and there, getting dailies and maybe doing an urgent mission or two.
Yeah.
But
they didn't do that new update, did they?
They did the update where they have the new episodes, not New Genesis, which is
okay.
What you're thinking of.
Yes, that's what I'm curious about.
I don't expect that to come out until the summer at the earliest, personally.
That's probably when I'll jump back in. And
yeah. It's still fun. I mean, like, I still enjoy the game.
Yeah.
I know, so my best friend, who Jack also knows, he was super into the first one. And he's been playing it a bunch, and I'm like, oh, I want to kind of play some more, and a bunch of stuff transfers over to the new version when that comes out, and it looks good. Now my computer can make it look good too, so I'm not complaining. And we won't have shitty live streams anymore, so hopefully that'll work.
Yeah.
What about you, Ty? What have you been up to?
I've been playing Tactics Advance, and I'm still playing Opera Omnia, which I talk about like every week, but I've started putting some actual time into Going Under, which is...
I've heard of that. What is that?
I've talked about it on the show before. So it's a roguelike, pretty similar to Hades.
Right.
I follow an artist on Twitter who worked on it, Lulu, who's number one and awesome artist, very funny. But the whole game is like, it's a dungeon crawler roguelike where you work as an intern in a company that for some reason has a bunch of other companies like underneath it, like literally like in dungeons underneath it. And you have to like kill the bosses of those other companies. And it's, I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it at all, but I love it. It's like, it's just so funny.
You'd
be like,
good at something to enjoy it.
Yeah, because like the whole thing, or I guess kind of the shtick of it is that everything's a weapon. So like you walk into this dungeon and you pick up a chair and that chair's your weapon. And then like you get like a giant pencil and stuff like that. And all the different levels are like
That's
themed
fun.
Differently. Like the first company that you go into is called Joblin. And you have to fight a bunch of like Joblins. There's like a dating app.
Is that supposed to be a goblin?
Yes. Yes. And then there's another one that it's a dating app and all the enemies are like devils and stuff like that. And they're like the devil emojis and like all the flirty stuff. It's very funny.
Is that what it's not? Okay. That's how that works. That's how flirty works.
Yes.
That's how flirting works. You have you send devil emojis to each other and you're like, hey,
yeah,
how you doing?
Exactly. Hey,
how does dating work? Somebody help me.
But the whole game is a lot of fun. It's very interesting. Once again, I think I've mentioned this before, but I haven't played Hades.
Right.
I just know like the basic idea of it, and I can tell that it like really plays alongside it, and I really feel bad for it, but it actually launched the same week as Hades.
Oof.
Yeah. So they actually have a sale on it right now. I don't know how long it's gonna go, but if you really liked Hades, like I actually give Going Under a glowing review. I think I'm only 3 dungeons in, but it's a lot of fun.
I know it's not the same words at all, but I keep thinking of Men at Work, Down Under. I come from a land down under.
Oh.
Where women blow, women blunder.
You know, that song
is so
good. I'm pretty sure I heard it in an ad.
Oh, is that how we're doing this? Okay.
Yeah. We're not really playing anything, so we're just gonna slide into this ad. All right.
You say, I believe in an ad down under.
I should just leave this audio in.
Just groaning. Yeah.
I think I am. I'm going to leave that
ad. And welcome back from that ad. That wonderful, wonderful lean in into the ad. So I have a short story this week, so I'm gonna just say mine really quick.
Short novella. So,
yes. So Undertale.
Are you part of Jack's writing group?
Shut up. So Undertale is getting, I think, its 5th release soon. It's going to be officially released on Xbox. It's its first ever Xbox.
Catching up to Skyrim, dude.
It is. It really is. It was originally on PC, and then PS Vita, PlayStation 4.
Wait, it got Vita released?
Yeah, that was really early.
I feel like I would have known that, or would have realized that.
I want to say they did that for the 1-year anniversary. PS4, and then Switch release.
Hold on, real quick. If you don't have a Vita, you missed out, because it is a great piece of hardware. And shame on you
for modding.
Look, there was no games. That's why I didn't get it.
Exactly. But anyway, so
there's Persona 4 Golden for a long time, and that alone was worth the system for me.
Well, yeah, but now you can get that on Steam.
True. Tales of Hearts. But screw you guys.
But so yeah, so it's releasing on Xbox. Toby Fox made another trailer. He does a trailer for every single release, and it's hilarious. If you're a fan of Undertale, I encourage you to watch it. If you're not a fan of Undertale, I encourage you to watch it, because it just has like this humor to it that, for some odd reason, he keeps using the same clip of the vents in Hot World, or in Hotland for some reason. Like, he uses that every single trailer, and in this trailer, he says, "Use them for every trailer. Use them again." Like, it's very acknowledged
similar. That's yeah. Great.
And so new trailer, it's going to be rated T for the first time.
T15.
Yeah, it got bumped up a rating because there's a slot machine in it.
Oh.
Which
gambling,
which,
man.
If you know,
not okay.
Yeah, so, not yeah, if you know all the silly ESRB rules, that is definitely a T rating.
Oh, is that why ESRB was training earlier?
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, that was EOULA. I don't know. There's something training earlier.
Yeah.
With letters.
But yeah, so yeah, Undertale is just coming to another platform. It's going to be on the Xbox Game Pass now, which I think is the first time the game's like technically free.
I think you're right. At least that I remember.
And then obviously, because it's releasing again, it might get some more up or some more content. It has the slot machine, like I said. But usually for each release, he does like a new boss battle or something. At least the Switch release had a boss battle. And then the PlayStation 4 release had an extra little area you could go to. But I think that was it.
Interesting. Did they release any more Deltarune?
Nope. He's posted some of the development picture on... he's posted some of the development pictures. There's even a reference to it in the new trailer. Because he keeps drawing the annoying dog in like one of those like Playtel cars.
Okay.
Like that or that red car with like the yellow roof.
Yeah.
And that's been all over his Twitter, and he posted it in the new trailer as well. So
I love the dogs. That was probably my favorite part. The dog song is the best song for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's also worth it to say that the trailer opens up with "the game players have been emailing me about for 6 years."
Excellent.
But that's all from that's all on my end, just Deltarune.
Nice.
Or Undertale, rather.
Yeah.
Well,
what you got, Jack?
You guys ready for some page flipping articles?
No.
So you guys ever play Grand Theft Auto 5?
Like 2 minutes of it, because I don't like Grand Theft Auto games.
Well, the game's fine. The game's good. Grand Theft Auto Online, on the other hand, is not as fun or enjoyable. Mostly because of the load times. It takes, like, literally to get into the game itself, it takes around 5 to 7 minutes.
Ugh.
And that's with like my high-end computer running, and that's just like that's normal. And then like trying to do a mission takes another 5 to 7 minutes to load, and then if you fail that mission, you gotta load and do it again. It just, most of your play time during doing Grand Theft Auto is loading times. Well, there is a new patch coming. After 10 or something years of Grand Theft Auto Online, there's a new patch to fix the load times. And it didn't come from Rockstar. It came from some random player. He was just like, I'm tired of this load time, so I'm going to go in the code and fix it. And he did. Rockstar found out, and they're like, hey, here's $10,000. Thanks for doing that. We'll put it in the main game. Which is super generous for Rockstar to do. Like,
I was about to say, that's a cool thing.
That's cool they did that. But they also don't care about their players. They just they really just care about money. They don't listen to their players. And so it's nice that they did that. But it took way too long to get this fixed by some guy who did it for free initially. When the company themselves...
He did because he was frustrated.
Yeah, like, I'm just mad at Rockstar for taking so long to do this when they could have done this a long time ago, apparently. It's really frustrating, but maybe I'll jump back in since a little time. Some guy said it took him like a minute to get in, which is much better.
That's acceptable.
Acceptable, right.
Like, we're in the age of like most people, maybe not most people, but people really care. They have solid states or M.2 drives, so those read really fast. You know, we have PS5 and Xbox Series X where they're a lot faster. So it's like, if you're running last-gen hardware, which is what it was, you know, made for, I can understand that a little bit. But there's no reason why stuff should be taking as long. Like, there shouldn't be a fix nowadays for it.
Right.
I feel like.
Especially on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, again, if you have, like, low-end hardware, makes sense. But it's still weird. And the fact that a guy was able to mod it in, basically, you know, is pretty absurd. What else you got, Jack?
Other news.
You got a few things, right?
Yes. Doom Eternal's new DLC, The Ancient Gods Part 2, just got a teaser trailer the other day, and it looks sick. I saw you dragons. I saw giant mechs. Doom guy
the
has...
Dargons?
Dargons, whatever. Doom guy's got a hammer and it looks great.
The dammer? for the Dargons?
Hammer. The Doom Hammer.
So is this what, fantasy themed or something?
I don't know. It's devils, demons, but then there's dragons.
Demon so Dargons?
Demon Dragons.
Interesting.
The Argons?
Looks great. The music also sounds amazing. I haven't played part one yet because I was waiting for both parts to come out. Mm-hmm. So, but a neat thing that I noticed that they announced with this DLC is they're going to be adding some new quality of life stuff. One of those in particular is how they're using the HUD. You know, most HUDs just have like the corner have your ammo and your health and shield and stuff like that, and then one side has your weapons or whatever. They're allowing you to have an optional mini HUD, which all the information you need from your health, your ammo, your grenades, all that stuff, your armor, is just going to be on the crosshair. And apparently the guy, they said, is much better, and you will most likely not go back to the original HUD. Which sounds That's interesting cool. to me. Like,
That's a bold claim.
Yeah. It's because in this game, you are kind of mostly looking at the center of your screen because it's just so fast-paced action.
You're that makes sense. Where
you're shooting. Mm-hmm. So to have all that information directly in the center sounds like it might be a better option than what they had before.
Yeah, that's something I could see in the long run just becoming their norm, maybe.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that looks. So I'm excited to try it.
Well, the idea is it's like it's an action shooter, right? So you want to be front and foremost action. And so the best way to do that is putting everything in front of you that way. So I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Other news, Dungeons & Dragons has announced, I think they were doing like 8 or 9 games. They announced this like a year or two ago.
Yeah, and we talked about it last week a little bit too.
Yeah. They just dropped a trailer for Dark Alliance, which is a spiritual successor to Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 Dark Alliance. Or is it just 2 Dark Alliance? But it's only spiritual successor in name only. Because it's not a top-down role-playing game. It is a third-person hack and slash, what it looks like. And we actually just looked at the trailer before we started recording, and it looks pretty decent. I'm a big fan of God of War, the new God of War gameplay, so it looks like a more fast-paced version of that, maybe. We'll see. It didn't show too much, but I'm interested. Yeah,
I would say it looks very much what you'd expect from an action-based game.
Yeah.
Like, it's an action-forward RPG. Like, it looks good. Like, it's something I could see myself buying and playing at some point.
Yeah.
If it's got multiplayer or something, it might be really fun. It just reminds me of, like, almost like Dragon Age 2. Like, where the action, like, the combat looks very similar. Like, reminds me of that for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a false comparison, but that's what it looks like to me. Because, like, just the animation style is very, like, or not animation, but the art style kind of just reminds me of that a little bit. Looks better, obviously, because it's way newer and has better graphics to it and stuff.
Mm.
But I feel like it harkens back to that a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm a fan of Dungeons & Dragons, as you are. And so, like, the world is interesting. I'd be interested to jump in. It looks way more goofy than, like, a serious... It doesn't, like, the trailer didn't give off a serious tone. It was kind of a little, like... Kind of like that Doom feel where it's like, monsters are taking over the world and you gotta stop them. Din-din-din-din, like heavy metal music going off. Like, so I don't know. We'll see. It's a different tone than the other Dark Alliance game. We'll see. Might be
good. Yeah, I mean, from what I was reading, it's mainly just in name only. But we'll see.
Have you guys ever heard of Record of the Lotus Warp?
Record of the Lotus Warp?
Yes.
No. I know. I've heard it by name, that's about it. It's
an old anime from the late 80s, early 90s.
I you know what? I know it by name only because you were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bill, and I'm a dingus.
It's a fantasy, high fantasy anime that is actually based on the creator's Dungeons and Dragons campaign he did. It's what they call replay, that are serialized sessions of what happened by showing the events that happened during his sessions. And so he's created novels based off of those sessions. And I remember seeing this when I was a kid and really enjoying it. I couldn't get into it like most other anime, because a lot of the other things, like the other shows, mm-hmm. The other games, didn't come to the U.S. I think we only got like one other game from them on the Dreamcast. Record of Lotus War, Advent of Cardis.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked into that, and it looks not great, but...
Dreamcast game, not look great?
What? Yeah. But they are releasing a new one called D-Lit and Wonder Labyrinth, which D-Lit is one of the main characters. And it's a Metroidvania, so I am all about that.
A Metroidvania based on something you enjoy?
Based on fantasy and... The trailer looks amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. It's really cool. Nice. That we're getting a new game. Like, apparently, according to the Wikipedia, there's like 12 other games that weren't released in America. Just because it's like, we don't know what it is over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it is really cool. I definitely recommend it if you like high fantasy stories. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, especially that, like, initial release window, that was definitely when, like, they were really not sure of, like, do we send this over to the States? Like,
yeah.
So it's good.
When was it originally released?
The record, the D-Lit one?
Sure.
The newest one?
Yeah.
It's coming on March 27th.
Okay. Was it released in Japan prior, though?
No, this is a new game. And it's coming over release. Here, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about, like, the initial release of the series.
Yeah, that was back in 1988.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, like, anime, it was, like, unheard of.
Yeah.
There was, like, the four you might have heard of, and that's about it.
There's a lot of PC games and DOS games that they had.
Mm. That's cool.
But you guys ready for the big news article I thought you might find interesting?
Nope.
Do it.
You guys remember Neopets?
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, yes, yes.
Very familiar.
I did not know this, but apparently there is a black market for Neopets.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware of this.
But recently, apparently the creators have done a overhaul of art for your Neopets, where a lot of people it allows you to update your Neopets and to become the new art, so that you can customize their outfits and stuff and different poses.
They had a bunch of like accessories and stuff like that. Yep.
Well, apparently you can't change them back. So
that's not surprising.
The unchanged pets are going for quite a lot of money on the black market.
That is hilarious.
Also, nice. The apparently the security for the game is not good, so a lot of people's unchanged creatures been stolen and being sold on the black market. And you know this because your pet is not in your inventory anymore, but you can still see its name that you gave it on the black market. So that's
wild.
There's this whole underground scene going on here. People stealing unchanged Neopets to sell for a lot of money and stuff.
Oh my god.
What you're saying is I need to find the password to my old account.
Yeah, you can make bank. I don't even remember what email I used back in the day.
Yeah, like, that's the question. Is it's just like, oh, if I can actually flip this.
see, I know the email, but I'm pretty sure I don't have access to it. And then from there, I've got to figure out the password.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And young Bill was not a smart Bill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Just thought it would be a fun article to talk about. But yeah, that's the news that I have.
Yeah. I think that's both of you two, so I guess it's me.
Yep.
So the thing I am super, 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 super excited about is we're getting a new Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, yes.
And I got goosebumps when I saw this trailer, man. I was so excited. So it looks amazing. Like, first of all, the opening animation, that needs, 100% needs to be the new, like, TV show. Bring back 90s Turtles, something like that. It would be amazing. I want it so bad. I want it so bad. Inject it into my eyes, please. Second of all, we've got, it's the old gameplay basically. So like, if you're familiar with arcade games, which are amazing,
yeah,
it's straight out of that. It's straight out of the arcade games, mm-hmm. which are again amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by the .emu guys who made Streets of Rage 4, which is done very, very well. It was a very well done new beat 'em up game.
Yeah,
well, that's why the animation looks so good.
Yep, and it's also done by Tribute Games, which is part of the studio that used to work on Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game.
Oh, good.
And they did a Ninja Turtles Game Boy Advance game back in the day, too. So two places that really know their stuff, and I believe are going to do it amazingly well. It's pixel art. It looks perfect. Like, I don't use that word loosely generally,
mm-hmm.
and it looks perfect. I am so excited. It's got, you know, what you'd expect from like the 80s, 90s, like arcade games. The pixel art's great. The gameplay looks just like you remember it.
Music sounds great too. Sounds very,
I was getting there.
Inspired
yeah.
by it. The original.
Yeah. I'm blanking on the name of the guy who did the music, but it's a good one. It does support to 4-player simultaneous playing. My question is it going to be like the Scott Pilgrim game where we have the online play? And is it going to be as junky as the online play for Scott Pilgrim?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I appreciate that it exists, but it definitely could have been a little bit better.
Yeah.
However, I'm just so excited. They're partnering with Nickelodeon for it. It's being done right. We know it's going to be for consoles. We don't know which consoles, and PC.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a price or anything yet, but man. It takes you back to your childhood, man. Like, that was one of my favorite things when I was younger was some of the old Turtles and stuff. Mm. I think I still have one of my old action figures from when I was a kid hanging around somewhere.
Mm.
But, you know, in the game, like in the trailer, we saw so many of the classic characters, right? You had the foot soldiers, you had Bebop and Rocksteady. This is called Shredder's Revenge, so you obviously see that. You see Krang's rock soldiers from Dimension X.
Mm-hmm.
You got...
what's the doctor's name?
Baxter Stockman.
Baxter Stockman.
You got Baxter yeah. Stockman. Was that the Rat King? Is that what his name was, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yep. I think there's another guy in there. But there's also a bunch of new characters, too. New cells of foot soldiers. A bunch of other stuff too, and man, it looks so cool. And you know, Ninja Turtles haven't really gone anywhere. You know, the forefront of them, like their popularity, definitely went down, but people still like them. Nickelodeon and other companies have continued to make the shows.
Mm-hmm.
To varying degrees of success. Some of them were better than others. Obviously, I don't think any of them have captured the 80s, 90s series. Just they couldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a thing at the time almost. Then we had those movies, right, with the live action movies.
Yeah.
And then we had the weird CGI movies. And yeah. The TV show it specifically is special to me. The old movies are fun. I like the old ones, but all the other movies and stuff just haven't been the thing. And this game just it brought me back in a way that I didn't think it would.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me happy, man. It makes my heart full.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this thing.
It's gonna be sick.
I know. I was geeking out. I was sharing it everywhere when I saw it. I was like freaking. There's so much I want to say, but there's so much that I'm like, I don't know how to put into words still. It's been a week almost, and I still don't know what to say.
Take my money. I just want to play it.
Right. Oh, this is going to be a day one thing. It might be a wait for, because I don't think there's any way that Limited Run doesn't do a physical for this.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm like, grabbing Limited Run's copy for sure.
So it's one of those things. I'm interested to see what they do for it, because there could be some really cool stuff out of it. They did a really good job with the Scott Pilgrim Limited stuff, and I think that'll be the one. I'm hopefully the soundtrack's really good, and I expect it to be. So I'm gonna pick that up on vinyl if they drop a vinyl, which I think they would.
Oh yeah, definitely they would.
Right.
Especially with how good the music was in like the old beat 'em ups, like especially if they're getting kind of like the old cast together, that's gonna be just like an insane soundtrack.
Yeah. Who's the guy who sang the song? Because that was a big deal for the trailer. They got like a big name person to sing the trailer.
Oh, it wasn't the original guy?
No, it was some big name artist. I can't remember what his name is. But somebody who's been like a fan of it, and who's like getting all geeky about it. I want to say it was somebody in the metal scene, but I can't remember. That could be a complete lie. It probably is. I just couldn't believe it, man. It makes me so happy.
Something I noticed in the trailer I think is going to happen is that they showed Splinter beating up some dudes and April O'Neil beating up some dudes. So they're probably going to be playable characters. Hopefully Casey Jones too.
I mean, there's no way that you have Splinter and April playable and not Casey Jones.
Yeah, he wasn't in the trailer, which I was bummed about, but
I could see that being a DLC thing, though.
Yeah.
Like those characters or something where they're like, oh, here's an add-on or whatever. Because, you know, it's not... There's the problem with Scott Pilgrim, right? Mm. It was a movie tie-in game. And there was like four... I can't remember if it was four different entities all working on it that like... all had to work together, right? That's why Scott Pilgrim was such a big deal. There was Universal, Brian Lee O'Malley, the guy, the previous their tribute games people, whoever was there before, or whatever company worked on that, I can't remember. They had to work with Anna Maniguchi for the music and everything else. So like, there's all these parts that had to work together. And a lot of parties didn't even get paid from it. Like, Brian Lee O'Malley didn't make any money off of it. None of the music did. Musicians really did in the original release. This new release, and if any of the physical stuff, went, just about all the proceeds went into these people who helped make it happen.
Oh, good.
Into their pockets. This is the only money they've ever seen from it. But budget, like, so the Scott Pilgrim game, they had plans for DLC and stuff. Some of it sounded really cool, too. That Brian told us a little bit about it during a live stream, which was cool. And so for this, I don't think Nickelodeon would stop them from working on DLC on it. I think they would encourage it, if anything. So I think this could be a great opportunity for them to like work on something not the same, but similar to arcade-y style and do that as well. So I think we get some cool DLC involved. And I'm very excited. If I didn't make that perfectly clear.
we couldn't tell. Sorry.
Come on, man. Oh,
by the way, it was Mike Patton who sung the theme.
Right.
Yes, right. He's from Faith No More.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but I was reading an article about him just like geeking out that he was able to do this.
Yeah, I think I found it, because he said, like, working on TMNT was pure pleasure. I channeled my inner ninja spirit to deliver a track worthy of my half-shell brothers. It's an honor to serve them, and I finally made some music my nieces could enjoy. Oh, that's sweet. Oh,
right?
That's really sweet. Yeah, because he does... I assume Faith No More is a metal band. I'm not... I'll be the first to admit I'm not super into metal.
Nick would slap us.
Oh, yeah, Nick would be, like, pissed at us.
Shout out to Nick if you're listening. You're probably not.
Probably not.
But in case.
It's an American rock band.
Yeah. Either way, like it's a big enough name that you probably recognize the name at the very least. Yeah, man, it's cool. I think that's it for us though. I don't really have much else to talk about on
news
it.
News week, really.
Excuse me, we had Heroes in a Half Shell.
That was the big news. There was not a lot of news.
And they're green.
I mean, well, if we need to fill up the empty space, anyway, back to Tice fighting Game Corner. So, so Strive got delayed. I mentioned that last week. But some more Guilty Gear news is that I also mentioned before that a Guilty Gear character was going to be added to Samurai Showdown. That got announced with a couple weeks back. So someone found or someone data mined Samurai Showdown and found the abbreviations for the rest of the characters.
Oh, no.
So in case you didn't know, in fighting games, at least in Data, every character folder is usually just three letters. So Sagat will just be like SGT, or like right. Ryu would be RYU. Like
I'm vaguely familiar with that.
Right.
Yeah. So they found the four abbreviations: CHM for Cham Cham, which AMA, HBK.
And wait, what do you want us to ask you?
Just shut up. HBK and BIK. So AMA is referencing Amakusa, who's a character from Sam Show, like an old boss character. Hibiki is a character. HBK is Hibiki, who's a character from Last Blade. People know her. She's already been announced. But for the Guilty Gear character, BIK is Biken, who's like
M Biken.
Biken is like by far the most like requested character for every Guilty Gear game. Like she gets constantly like, if she's not in anything Guilty Gear related, people like beg for her. Like she's easily most requested character for Strive. Hmm. Look up a picture of her and you'll see why.
Assets?
I guess. She's really, gameplay-wise, she's really cool. She's such an awesome character. But
I just think the gameplay is neat.
But if you do Google up Biken,
I'll Google afterwards.
You'll like immediately see like, oh, okay, that's why people want her. But she's an awesome character, which is like, and she's a perfect fit for it. She's a samurai, like, she's a perfect fit for it. Because some people were like going back and forth of who it could be. Biken was the favorite for it. Some people were suggesting Soul Bad Guy. Like there's a lot of characters in Guilty Gear that fit it. Nagoryuki, who's one of the new characters, would be perfect for it. But like Biken is like an iconic Guilty Gear character.
Okay, I can see the plot.
Free Biken too.
But man, she looks badass.
Oh yeah, she is awesome. She is badass. She's missing an arm, and instead of that arm, she has like a bunch of machines and stuff. She's awesome.
Oh, that's dope.
Fun.
Yeah.
But, so that's coming to Samurai Showdown?
Yes. Which hopefully...
I mean, I would assume that means that she'll be coming to Strive soon enough, then.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she was part of the first like DLC for Strive.
That makes sense.
Because they already announced, like, hey, we're doing a character pack one. Which Arc System always does. They've been doing that with all of their games.
I was gonna say they're pretty good on their DLC stuff.
Yeah. So Biken's, I would not be surprised if Biken was in the first wave of DLC. I already have it ordered. I bought the deluxe edition, so I already have it. But
noise.
But yeah, so Sam Show is another fighting game I really like. The issue is that the online is terrible. Mm. But who knows? Maybe we'll actually get a fix for it now that like they care about that again. If being in a quarantine has taught fighting game developers anything, it's you need good online.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't rely on the arcades anymore.
Yeah, I feel like you haven't been able to do that, at least in the States, for a long time.
Yeah. All right, now that I extended the show like 5 minutes, we can wrap up.
I don't think it was like 3 minutes, but either way.
Yeah, whatever.
Good enough. All right, well, that was the magazine rec, and right now. That's how we do this.
Tune in
this
for
is Bill.
Next week because this next week we got some good stuff coming.
Do we?
Yeah. What was this? PlayStation Japan's got that play stream showing off Resident Evil Village and Final Fantasy VII.
Oh yeah, we will have some.
We will
some news,
be talking about that next week. So.
Yeah.
Until next time, this was Bill.
This was Ty.
And I'm Jack, and that was the magazine rack.
Oh, God, he did it again. Get out of here.